Blog Talk Radio.
Listen, wherever you're sitting at right now, I just need you to go down memory lane just one good time. And I need you to think, when was the first time you ever felt the Holy Ghost? That crazy feeling that you get in your spine might be the reason for the tears in your eyes. It got you moving like never before. It's got you laying face down on the floor. So don't let nobody tell you that it ain't true. When you feel the sweet presence rushing over you, it used to be dark. So don't let nobody tell you that it ain't true. When you feel his sweet presence rushing over you, Holy Ghost thing is. But I'm gonna tell you something. Back in the day, the Bible says on the day of Pentecost, listen, they were all on one accord and they began to speak in other tongues. And then the wind came and it filled the house where they were sitting. And they began to speak in other tongues. Hey, it's called the Holy Ghost. Woo.
To the Spirit Alive Network, your global transformation station. Hey, good evening, everybody, and Happy New Year from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network. I am Bishop Shalene Cook. I am the woman of God of this network, and I am so happy to have you all here tonight. And joining me on tonight are some very, very important people in my world, because I have along beside me tonight some of the wonderful hosts of the many programs that you have been hearing over the last 14 years here on the Spirit Alive Ministries Network. So right now, before we get into it, we are going to have a word of prayer, and then I want to introduce to some and present to others, hallelujah, these Holy Ghost-filled anointed servants of God. Hallelujah. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we come now before your throne of grace, giving you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. For you alone, Father God, are worthy. We thank you, Father God, that you have allowed us to step into a new year, the third day of a new year, Lord God. And we are just rejoicing, and we are so grateful, Father, that we have another opportunity to go out over the airways, Lord, to lift up, empower, encourage, and impact your people to live a more abundant life right now by the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord, I just want to thank you and give you all the honor and the glory. Continue to bless us to do your will for your glory and your kingdom. It is in Jesus' holy and righteous name I do pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, saints of God. You are listening to Taking It to the Streets. I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, your host of Taking It to the Streets. And as I've said, every Monday night you can hear me right here on the Spirit Alive Network on the first and third Mondays of every month, where I will be hosting a plethora, as they say, of Holy Ghost-filled folks to come forth with sermons, plays, interviews. We are going to be here to just uplift you and help you to transform your life. Now, on the second and fourth Mondays, you can tune in to hear Dr. Susie as she brings you her Love Connection Bible study. Hallelujah. She's a mighty woman of God, and we're just so glad that she will be doing alternating Mondays. Now, let's get down to our first anointed host that I want to introduce to you tonight and present to some in the persons of Bishop Lester Wiley Carver. He is the host and facilitator of Tuesday Night Teachings. So come on in the room, my brother.
Praise the Lord, Apostle Cook. How are you, woman of God?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
Well, I believe the instructions for tonight was to introduce myself, tell a little bit about who I am and the plans for Tuesday Night Teachings for the year of 2022.
Amen.
And I'm excited about next year because God wants us to really be in tune with his plan, in tune with his word and his purpose and his will for our life. And when we know what God wants for us, it's easy for us to actively participate in God's plan because God's plan is perfect. But if people don't teach us to understand his plan according to his word in a way where we can go to his word and let him share his heart with us and tell us what to do and how to do it, without that knowledge, then we're kind of feeling our way in the dark and just being very emotional about doing what we think is right instead of seeking the word of God, seeking God's will in our life and understanding that God's word is his will and he magnified his word above his name. And so we have to learn to do that too, because when we read and study God's word, we begin to hear God's heart. We begin to hear what is important to God. And when what is important to God becomes important to us, then we are in that place ready to be blessed and also ready to be a blessing to others. But before I get into all that, I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself and who I am. My name is Lester Wiley Carver. I'm from Camden, New Jersey. I'm 55 years old, and I've been married to my wife, Vanessa, for the past 35. Well, we've been together for the past 35 years, but married for the past 33. And we have 6 children and 10 grandchildren together. And I'm an architect in Indianapolis, and I love designing churches, but I design a lot of other things, like a lot of other buildings, a lot of other places. I enjoy being a teacher of God's word because God is trying to get all of us to the place where we are actively participating in his master plan, and his word tells us what his master plan is. So I have been called by God to teach faithful people who are able to teach others also. That is the calling upon my life. And God has blessed me through the Spirit Alive Network for the past 10 years or so to be able to have the privilege of teaching and sharing that word that God gives me with others on a platform that encourages people to say what God says, to study God's word, to learn how to study God's word for themselves, to learn how to be led okay. by the Holy Ghost. And to tell you a little bit, what else could I say about myself? I love to play chess. I love pizza. And architecture is a passion of mine that is only rivaled by the study of the word of God and teaching God's word to God's people so that people can really be free. The only way to be free is for you to understand how important it is for you to learn how to understand God's word for yourself, to open up the book, call it up on your phone, call it up on your PC, however you got to get to it, to read God's word for yourself so you can begin to hear what's important to God. And then to have someone instruct you so that you understand the difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament and those things that apply directly to you, the difference between the Gospels and the Epistles and all those things that, you know, if you just open the Bible, it might scare you if you start in the wrong place and you've never opened the
right.
Bible before.
Amen.
You might be very confused. You might think you have the wrong book.
Wow.
And that's why and that's why you need a teacher who can help you understand. God, when I tell people a lot of times, I said, you know, when you're first studying the Word of God, I would highly encourage you to spend a lot of time reading Psalms and Proverbs so you can hear the heart of God, and then spend time in Acts and Romans so that you can begin to understand what the church is about. But when it comes down to what you need to know to do, I'll send you back to Matthew chapters 4, 5, and 6 all the time, because it's going to set you on the path that you're going to need to be on, so that you can do the things that God needs for you to do. And in Matthew chapter 4, 5, and 6, it's going to point you in that direction. And then the last thing I'm going to send you to is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, but really just all 1 Corinthians, but mainly chapter 13, so that you can begin to say, okay, this is where I begin to engage the power of the Holy Spirit in my life. This is where I begin to believe to speak in tongues. I believe to prophesy. I believe to speak in tongues and interpret. I believe to receive word of knowledge. I believe to receive a word of wisdom. I believe to receive a discerning of spirits. I believe to operate in supernatural acts of healing and then perform supernatural acts of faith and then perform miracles, right? The goal is to get you to use the power of the Holy Spirit within you, get you enough knowledge of God's word so that you can know what you have, so that you can use it, right? Now, just imagine, many of us, we have these cell phones, right? And we know we can make a phone call on the cell phone, but there are a whole lot of other things you can do with a cell phone, right? You can take pictures, you can take notes, you can send video messages, you can go to YouTube, you can do a ton of things on the phone, right? No one is showing you how to do certain things on a phone. You don't know how to use your phone, right? So there is so much more that you can do with the power of the Holy Spirit than people do. And God is asking us to do so much more because he has work for us to do. Here's what I discovered last year. Last year, my teaching ministry was focused on letting people know that God has a master plan. And if you ask your average Christian what is God's master plan, they really can't tell you. And they should be able to, because that's what this is all about. God is serious about the fact that he is creating a heavenly kingdom of many nations and that he's committed to dwelling with mankind in perfect harmony, and mankind is going to be dwelling with him in perfect harmony when this is all said and done. We are part of that plan because right now we're supposed to be reconciling the world, those who God has called before the foundations of the world who are lost, back to God now for that time when the devil and the Antichrist and the beast and all who follow them are going to be in the lake of fire, and we're going to be dwelling with God in harmony. His master plan is going to be fulfilled, right? But if we don't know that's what God's doing, then we're just running all over the place trying to do a whole bunch of things we think might make God happy, and we don't really know. And so when we go to God's word, he'll tell us what he wants us to do. He'll tell us how he wants us to do it. He'll tell us the reward that we're going to receive for doing it exactly how he told us to do it. And then he says he's faithful to reward our obedience, right? But
yes,
you can't do
amen.
What you don't know. And so the goal with fully empower people so that they can study God's word, to obey God's word, so that they can do what God has given them to do, and then they can apply that knowledge. And that applied knowledge is what we call wisdom. And it's not just applied knowledge of the world's wisdom. This is applied knowledge of the word of God. So this is God's wisdom. You are doing what God's word says, the way God has told us to do it, so that you can receive his reward that goes with it, right? And what happens is the more that you repeatedly obey and do what God is asking you to do, it leads you into understanding, because you begin to understand why God is asking you to do what he's telling you to do. Otherwise, it seems like a whole bunch of do's and don'ts and things that you're just, why am I doing this? Well, the more you obey, the more you'll begin to understand, right? So think about it. In the Old Testament, when God had given them all the laws, and he told them not to eat things with blood, not to touch dead things, he gave them a whole bunch of laws. He told them not to eat certain kinds of animals and all these kinds of things. Well, that was at a time they didn't have the science to go behind disease and illness and sickness and all kinds of other things, right? They just had to trust God and do what he told them to do, and he was strengthening them. He was protecting his people from things that he knew were not good for them, right? And over time, we begin to understand that because of his people's obedience, they understood law at a higher level. They understood medicine at a higher level, because the laws from the word of God disclosed those things to them before they were common knowledge to mankind, right? It's that kind of understanding, that when we understand that what God has given us in his word, powerful. It's as powerful today as it was back then, before man knew everything that he knows now. Because even with everything that man knows now, they don't know everything. And that's clear with how this pandemic is being dealt with, right? And what I try to share with people is, during a time like this is where God gets incredible glory. Because if God can't protect you, you can't be protected.
That's right.
So I just want to encourage you to look out for the Tuesday night teachings program at 11 o'clock every Tuesday, or you can listen to the programs that are posted, you know, after the program airs, and look for those opportunities to say, oh, that's what Brother Carver's teaching about now. Is he's teaching about how to understand God's word so that we can study to obey. We can learn to apply the wisdom of the knowledge of God, and we can gain an understanding by doing that repeatedly. And that's my whole goal, is just to get you enough knowledge to be able to do that and make the word true to you so you can test it out for you. Bishop Cook, that's
Hallelujah.
All I got to say.
Well, praise amen. The Lord. That was beautifully said. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. I can testify that I have been listening to Teacher Carver a long, long time, and he never disappoints. He always makes you go deeper, think deeper. He allows, you know, he helps you to ask the right questions. For the right reasons. So I never fail to get a blessing from his Tuesday night teaching. All right, well, what I'm going to do now, that was Tuesday. We're going to go, I would like to present now one of our newest hosts and facilitators, who is a dear friend and just a mighty woman of God, and her program airs on Wednesday nights, and it is entitled Walking in Virtue. And I just want everyone to get to, I would like to introduce to some and present to others, a beautiful and mighty anointed woman of God, Pastor Dorcelle Ware. Amen.
Amen. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
know, it was a blessing to listen to the pastor. I guess he's a pastor. And that was awesome. I could have just kept listening and listening. But anyway, good evening. My name is Dorcel Ware, co-pastor Dorcel Ware from Pinnacle Faith Life Changing Ministries. And my friend, which is Bishop, we've been friends since little girls, but just connected again. And she's given me the opportunity to reach the women of valor. And I've been married for 25 years. We've been pastoring since 2011. And this is an opportunity for me to reach the nation, reach women, bring women together in unity on my program. And just various things that I'll be talking on. The next thing I'm going to be talking on is sisterhood, how women should come together in the community and how women should come together in the faith and be united. And be united and be able to help other women be able to reach their goals in life where Jesus is concerned. We want everybody saved and be able to know who Jesus is and study and learn who he is. And know that God is love and that he does care about us, or cares about our souls. He cares about everybody, our families and everyone. And that's what it's going to be about. And, it's, you know, we just started this, and I'm just asking God to tell me what to do in every program.
All right.
So we can reach the young women. We can reach the old women, that we can talk and relate. And unite and trust the word of God to be what it needs to be to us. I have a son that's 21. He's in school, and he's a good guy. And my husband, I love him very much, Pastor Eric Ware. And God is blessing us. Like last year, I could have lost him, but God gave me my husband back, and I thank God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's no reason that he should even be here. But God.
But God.
Me trusting him and believing God's word.
That by his
stripes we are healed. And it taught me something in that women can cover their husbands when the husbands can't cover themselves. When they can't talk, when they can't move, when they can't hardly breathe, that you should know the word as a woman of God for yourself.
Yes,
and how you do that is study the word of God daily, and God will give you discernment of his word. And that's all I have to say.
Amen. Hallelujah, Pastor. Hallelujah. This woman is on fire. And thanks to God what she didn't tell you, because she's humble like that. But the woman can sing, not sing, sing.
Always could.
Her face off, okay? She, as a little girl, she used to go stand out in the backyard and sing, and the mothers would come out to listen. I'm standing out there listening and boo-hooing and crying and carrying on and thinking I'm Albertina Walker. Okay, the woman can sing. She loves her
mama
Jesus.
Mama
can sing. Miss Mary can sing. Hallelujah. And the apple sure did not fall far from the tree. But she has blessed me all my life. She has been, I've always called her my sweet Dorcel. She has just always been a loving, sweet woman of God before she even knew she was a sweet, loving woman of God. So I praise God for you, and I'm so blessed that you're here with us on the network, my darling. And I just, you know, I'm excited. I'm just excited what God is doing with this network, because it is his network. And we're going to get to Pastor Ware in a second. But right now, I'm going to get down here to my little sister, a dear friend, just an anointed author, wonderful woman of God. She is on Thursday nights, Wounded No More, 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I would like to introduce to some and present to others anointed woman of God who is serious about her father's business, prophetess Vanessa Carver. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Prophetess Carver. Amen.
Evening, everyone.
Good evening, Precious.
Thank you, Bishop, for the introduction. Wounded No More came from a show called Walking Wounded, and now Wounded No More is basically a show that is focused on healing and our servant leaders and levels of transparency so we can be more mature and stronger and operate in total will and purposes of God. So from day to day, from week to week, God has me do series from different things. He's had me focus on many, many things, social issues as well that impact the body of Christ that we should be knowledgeable about to know how to operate in ministry. We've talked about sex trafficking. We've talked about abuse in the church. We've talked about all kinds of controversial things. And 2022 is not going to be that different, but I will be introducing some different angles. And I'm going to be putting that stake in the ground, which means there will be things that will be uprooted and there will be things that will be planted in a deeper place. And, of course, the word of God is so important. My husband said it. Everybody is saying it. And I believe that everybody will continue to say how important it is to know the word of God, to be living epistles. And so we're going to talk about these things. We're going to pray. I do a lot of intercession as well.
Hallelujah.
Because that's part of my gift mix as well. And it's always to edify, exhort, and to comfort. Because as a mantle of a prophet versus just prophesying, I just feel more obligated for us to teach more. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Teach
Teach
more.
Yes.
You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
You can
tell people about the word, but I pray that based on this show, Wounded No More, that we are encouraging to one another, and also that 2022 will be able to expose some things that we haven't talked about in the body of Christ, and that we continue not just to talk about them, but that they will enter into a new places of healing. I appreciate this platform. I thank God for the leadership here. And I really desire all your prayers. Continue to pray for me as I'm healing. My arm is healing and my body needs to get regulated right now. But I just thank God for a new year and a new opportunity to minister and to grow up along with the people that I'm teaching. Not just teaching from a place where I think I'm the expert, but also to grow with, that we grow together. Be blessed.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Prophetess.
Amen.
Before we go any further, I'm going to ask our resident apostle. She is a pastor, founder, and pastor of All Nations Christian Fellowship in Oakland, California. I'm going to take a moment and ask Apostle to come forth and have a word of and pray for our Vanessa. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Apostle Zeta. Her phone is on mute.
Sorry about that. My phone was on mute.
That's okay.
Okay.
We knew you was coming.
I think I heard. Oh, yes. I think I heard.
Would
you
say please? We're
that
praying. Mother, would you come forth and pray for Prophetess Vanessa, who is recovering with her arm? We want her to know that not only, when people ask for prayer, you know how we do. We stop and pray right now. So would you just pray for our beautiful sister?
Yes. Now, I'm praying for her arm. Am I understanding correctly?
Is correct, Prophetess?
Yes. Yes, I had emergency surgery. Where I cut two nerves and a artery that had to be repaired. So right now I'm just recovering.
Oh, okay. Yes, I will be more than glad to pray for that. Yes.
Amen.
Father God, we just come to you. We come to you, Lord,
yes,
just
Lord.
Thanking you for who you are and just knowing that we can come to you at any time for any situation.
Yes,
so
Lord.
So we're coming to you tonight, Lord, because we, by faith, we know what you can do. And we have, some of us, many of us have experienced what you can and will do.
Yes,
and so, Father God, I'm asking right now that you would forgive me. Forgive us as a body.
Yes, Lord.
Forgive me, Lord, for anything that might be in me that I'm unaware of. I mean, you know, I feel like I'm all right, but, Lord, you know better than me.
Yes, Lord.
So if there's anything inside of me that needs to come out or needs to be corrected, or need to be just forgiven of, whatever it is, Lord, I'm asking right now for that forgiveness.
In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name. And so, Father God, I lift up my sister tonight, Prophetess Vanessa Carver.
Yes, Lord.
Asking, Lord, that you would touch right now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Touch right now, God. In
right
Jesus'
now.
Name. In Jesus'
Lord.
Name. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we know
Lord.
By the scriptures, hallelujah, that we are healed. Hallelujah.
Yes,
by
Lord.
Your stripes. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
By what
yes,
you
Lord.
Went through. Hallelujah.
Yes,
what
Lord.
You suffered. Hallelujah. We are healed. So we
yes,
come
Father.
To you asking, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would touch her. Touch
yes.
the area, Lord, that was
yes.
injured. Touch the areas, Lord, where the surgery took place. In
yes,
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus, and we speak healing, complete
right
and
now.
Total healing. In the
yes.
name of Jesus.
Yes,
in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus, right now. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. No
yes,
one
Lord.
Can do it like you can. Hallelujah. So we ask,
nobody.
Lord, for a complete
yes.
healing. Right now,
yes,
in
Jesus.
Jesus' holy and righteous name, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, because we're believing you, hallelujah,
we trust you, Lord,
faith,
we know you're going to come
hallelujah,
through, yes,
that is already done,
yes.
now
done.
We pray,
yes,
Lord,
Lord,
that the manifestations of your healing power will show forth, in Jesus'
yes.
name, hallelujah, in Jesus' name,
Jesus,
that you will
holy
know,
and righteous.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah,
yes.
that your hand touch, hallelujah, made the difference. Oh, God,
yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you. We thank you and we praise you right now.
Right
hallelujah,
now, Lord.
For what you have done. And we thank you, Lord, that it wasn't any worse. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We
yes,
thank
Lord.
You for sparing her. In Jesus'
yes,
holy
Lord.
And righteous name, we praise you and we thank you. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
One of the things that is so very important here to us is the love that we show one another. And one of the most loving things we believe that you can do for one another is to pray.
Amen.
So, you know, when one of our own, one of you, when you ask for prayer, we want you to know that we take that very seriously. And here at the Spirit Alive Network, we believe that we pray until something happens.
We pray not only believing
God in faith, we trust him completely.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
We not only believe that he is, we believe that he will do exactly what he says he will do.
Yes.
And then he will go beyond that to that exceedingly and abundantly more than we can think.
Yes.
Are you
Amen.
Ready?
Yes, he will.
Yes.
So if you are hearing, I want you to understand about something about these humble servants. We come from different, as you quote unquote, denominations. But we serve the same Jesus.
Yes.
We come from different backgrounds, but we walk
yes.
in the same faith.
Yes.
We come together on one accord to teach
yes,
you
Lord.
About a risen Savior
Thank
so
you,
that
Jesus.
You may be transformed into his very likeness.
Mm. Yeah.
So we want you to hear not only hear our programs, but we want you to hear the love. We want you to hear the unity. We want you to hear the humility. We want you to understand that this is not about us, but this is all about Jesus.
Yes.
We are not radio personalities. We are anointed servant leaders that have been called and sent to preach the gospel, to edify and perfect the saints for the work of the kingdom of God.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
And we just praise God each and every day of the week, week after week, month after month, year after year for that privilege. And right now it is once again my privilege to present to you for our Friday lineup another very anointed man of God who has a dynamic testimony, and he is the beloved husband. He is a respected friend of mine and someone whom I also had the pleasure of watching grow into the man that he is to a certain extent. But I remember him as a fine young man as well, and that is Pastor Eric Ware, who is the host, the new host of Men of Valor. So, Pastor Ware, if you're there, come on in the room and come on and make it do what it do, brother, because I know you on fire all the time.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord,
man of God.
Praise the Lord, man of God.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Come on,
brother. Come on.
Come on, brother. Come on. We praising him with
praise
you.
Praise him.
Amen.
You better praise him now.
We have to lift the name of the Lord up higher and higher. The Bible said, come
on. Yes, we do, brother.
Tell me higher. Then he said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Come on,
bro. I feel in 2022 we need to come up a little higher.
Mm-hmm. Come on, you better say that. More than you. More than you. Come on.
We need to come up hither. You see, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That means when these sickness and diseases is trying to hit and different things are trying to fight us and trying to attack us, we got to come
up. He ain't got no power.
And we got to dwell in the secret place of the Most High.
Yes, sir. You got to say that, bro.
That's a little nervous right there. But I'm the pastor of the Pinnacle of Faith. Me and my wife been ministering over this for a little while. But my thing is, I have a heart for the men. Those who have been cast down. The ones on alcohol, the ones who feel like they don't have hope. This is the type of heart that God has given me for these type of men. I work at a prison. I've been working there for 20 years, and I deal with brokenhearted men every day.
Those
who have been cast down, I deal with those type of men, and these men have been on alcohol, drugs. They've been abused, some rapists, some murderers. You have all kinds of all that's mixed up. But God has allowed me the opportunity to be on that platform and in that area to minister to these type of men. And when you minister into their lives and God allows you to get them together, these are going to be some of the best soldiers that you can find.
Hallelujah, say that.
Because they have been through everything under the sun. What I mean by that is you can't come in there and just tell them no anything.
You sure can't. I know.
If you're not bringing the true word and the anointing of God, they're going to know it and they're going to read between the lines and tell you about yourself. But
amen.
You come with the true anointing, and when you come with the word of God and you begin to transform your life, then they begin to see some people that are real. We got to be some real people of God.
Come on.
We got to give them the real word of God so that they can live and not die.
Come on,
amen.
Brother.
We're going to have a for his saints. We're getting ready to live, but we're not going to die. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a season of transformation.
Mm-hmm.
A season
Come
of turning around.
Now.
A season where things have, we felt like it was not going to be manifested. God said, I'm going to manifest some things in this year.
Yes, Lord.
He also said in his day that my word will not come back to me void.
Yes, that's right.
It will accomplish what I sent it to do.
Mm-hmm.
So if I gave
you
a word from God, if I gave you something, a promise from God, he said, I'm going to bring that thing to pass.
Mm-hmm.
My word
yes,
is going to come back to me void, and it's going to accomplish what I sent it out to do.
Yes.
That's a word to the saints of God. That's been waiting on some things. That's been talking to God about some things. God is saying, I'm getting ready to move. I'm shifting the atmosphere.
That's a shift in the atmosphere. Come on.
He said, get
Hallelujah.
Ready for a year in 22. But my, I thank God for this platform. I thank God for the opportunity that the bishop gave us to be on these programs.
Thank you for doing it.
I don't feel that I'm worthy enough to do it, but God.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Nonsense, man of God. Nonsense.
Nonsense. Where have it?
God says you're worthy.
You are worthy. You are worthy. You don't know the truth.
He got to remember, he's reflecting on the company that he's keeping here.
Yeah.
If you weren't worthy, you wouldn't be here as bishop. There are many people who are not here now.
Honey, you ain't
Over
never
the past
left.
10 years, many people have come and gone.
Yeah. Everybody sitting up in here tonight, God sent. I didn't call you. Look, I didn't call you. God sent you.
If you weren't worthy, you know it.
Young people say, don't call for me unless I call for you. Well, I didn't call for none of you, but God. What I did ask God for was anointed, serious, Holy Ghost-led people.
Yeah.
And that's what he said. And I said, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm still saying thank you every day because I love each and every one of these people. I love them to life. I really do. And I'm so I'm so blessed to get to serve them in this way. I'm going to be introducing you to a few more people. But I just wanted to just share this. When I started this network almost 14, over a decade ago, 11, 12, 13, it's all running together now. All I wanted to do was be like the Shunammite woman. You know, God taught me how to build a network and how to run it and program it and all of that. But, you know, I thought about Miss Diana Ross from Mahogany, a line from that movie. She said, success is nothing without someone you love to share it with. So after God told me, you know, after I had all this network and I'm having fun and, you know, I'm the same way with the things of God. When God blesses me, I'll be knocking on Jesus' door to my, come on, can they go too? Can they go too? You know, and when I just wanted to bless the servant leaders by serving them, by giving them a platform where they could just come and teach the word of God because they love God and you can just hear it. All in them. It's all about the world, the world, the world, the world, the world. It's about the anointing, the anointing, the anointing. We are the transformation station. Because, see, I had my speech already for a whole bunch of people because I was prepared to tell them, excuse me, as the bishop of Spirit Alive Network, the first time I hear you and not Jesus, they won't hear from you anymore. And saints of God, I have not had to say that to not one host here. Because, see, they love God. They want you to get it. They want you to understand his word. They want you to have all the benefits that we enjoy. They want you to have joy, unspeakable joy. They want you to have that peace that surpasses all understanding. They want you to know when grace and mercy is overtaking you. They want you to have a relationship with Jesus so that you, as my brother so eloquently said, Pastor Eric said, so you can live and not die. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, earlier in the program, I told you about that I have first and third Mondays. Well, now I'm going to introduce you to the wonderful, beautiful woman of God who will have second and fourth Mondays. I told you about the Love Connection Bible study, but now here is the founder of the Love Connection ministry, Dr. Susan Street Beavers. My beautiful sister, come on in, and we're so glad to have you and yours here on the network with us. So give us a word about yourself and what your plans are for 2020, beloved.
Amen, amen. We're so glad to be here, Bishop. Can you hear me pretty good?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you.
Praise the Lord, Dr. Susie.
We are praising God because we are in the year 2022. And being in this year is a time where we have seen much change in our country. And as we are changing, Love Connection is trying to send the message that you need to get ready. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Bishop Jake said it, and now it's not just a statement, but it's for those of us who are believers, it's a mandate. And so as we see things coming to pass, Your Place Love Connection has been preparing people through the study of the scriptures that talk about this time that we're in. And what we need to be looking for as far as the symbols and the signs that are indicative of where we are. So that's what Love Connection is about. It is an ecumenical panel of people who come to the table and we dialogue about the issues that will give us a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And to make us ready and prepared for His coming. And so now about me, I'm just Reverend Dr. Susie Street Beavers. I don't do this part well. I have a doctorate from seminary. I've been an adjunct professor. I've written several books. We study the word. And so those of us on the team come together. We have a plethora of people from various denominations. But our understanding is that we have a bishop from the apostolic line. We have Bishop Michael. I think Bishop Michael is even here with me. We have Brett. We have Eric, who are ministers. We have lay people who participate. And
Amen.
All of them just have ordinary questions that come to the table after study that we dialogue with. And as we dialogue with those questions, people call in, they share their information, and we entertain that because the basic believer is trying to grow up and understand how to not only parse and understand the Word of God, but how to live that out and how it manifests
yes.
in our country. So that's what we try to do. And we
that's
are excited because we have Bishop. To we beg her to come in and intercede and put her two cents in, her little toes, and give her input so that we can, participate. I think it was actually Pastor Carver that connected us together.
Yes.
And,
yes.
And so as a result, we've been doing this for a long time. As brothers and sisters in the Lord.
Yes.
The Bible says, come and let us reason together. And though
yes,
people have
yes.
various perspectives and philosophies and theologies, we come to the table with our differences and parse the word.
In love.
The word of God. In love.
Yes. Amen. Amen. I just love Dr. Susie. First of all, the thing that impressed me about her most was before Pastor Pastor Bishop Carver. Yeah, I'm messing with him because when I speak something, he knows. He knows what I'm doing. but he, when he, I had been watching Dr. Susie. I watch people. I don't always say anything, but I just sit back and watch what people are saying on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And, you know, because nowadays everybody's got an office on Facebook. Everybody's Dr. Reverend something, Apostle something, Bishop something, you know. And, you know, but that's what their name says. But then when you look at their post, you know, you go, wow, okay. So, but this lady, she comes out, she comes straight forward, she comes from the hip, she does not sugarcoat, and that's what I love, because the time for hypocrisy, the time for showboating and floor showing has been over. People are dying in the pews because yes. servant leaders are more concerned about how they sound and how they look on camera than they yes. are for the souls of the people that they have been placed in charge of to watch and guard.
Preach.
So yes, I love all of these servant leaders because they are not caught up in pomp and circumstances. They all preach from the hip. They're going to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And you know what? Amen. They do it without apology. Now, they do it with much love, much love.
Yes.
They're not going to beat you over the head with the word, but they're sure going to tell you the word. So I tell you now, if you don't like the truth, don't ask them no questions because they're going to give you the truth. But now if you're really seeking God, seeking his face, and you're seeking the truth, you can't find. I in my opinion, you can't find a more knowledgeable, anointed, humble, loving, Holy Ghost-led group of people than the people right here on the Spirit Alive Network. And having said that, I'm going to go to another one of our beautiful new hosts and facilitators, and this is Minister Tina Brown. Now, this sister is my sister from the Divine Mister. She is just my prayer partner. We pray every morning, and she's just a joy and a delight to be in her presence because she's just on fire for Jesus, and you're going to be hearing a lot more from her in the upcoming year. She is preparing messages now, hallelujah. So we're going to be bringing her right along into the fold. This month she will be teaching the 17th of this month. She's going to be bringing us an awesome lesson on forgiveness, and I can't wait to hear it. So, Minister Tina, come on in the room. Tell us something about yourself and what you want to do, sweetheart, and how God is leading you in 2022.
Praise God, praise God. Thank you so much, Bishop. Well, a little bit about me and how I became sisters with you.
Okay.
4 years ago,
yeah.
my father was in the yeah. hospital dying, and my father was not really a man of God. He grew up in a Catholicism religion. Anyhow, he did not serve the Lord. He was an abuser type person, didn't do things that were right by God. With that being said, when I was in the hospital with him as he was dying, took him 6 weeks, but when he was dying through that time, God put it upon my heart to tell my story, so that I could help other people through faith and through my love for Jesus is how I was healed and how I was able to continue on with my life with abuse and whatnot. So I started motivational speaking, and it just so happens that Bishop Shirlene had come to my event, and that's how I met her. And I also became an advocate for abused women and children, as well as human and child sex trafficking. And I have been working very diligently to bring awareness to not only our community, but to the area of these types of things that happen, and how through faith and by walking with Christ, all things can be healed when you're walking with Christ. But to me,
yeah.
I've been just focusing on bringing that awareness. A lot of people have blinders on in the community, and in the area that these things are even going on, that these things happen daily. I've been blessed with meeting wonderful people such as Bishop Shirlene, but along the way that have used their testimony with their relationship with Christ to heal them and what they've been through. So it's really set me on fire to be able to keep telling my testimony as well as my testimony with my walk with Christ from my experiences. Forgiveness is a huge thing for me. What I'll be talking about is how do you forgive somebody that in your mind's eye, not your God's eye, but your mind's eye, you feel doesn't deserve forgiveness. How do we get past that? How do we take a moment in our time, in our day, maybe we have to pray every day, to help God lift that resentment, anger, what have you, to be able to forgive so that we can move on and keep being children of God, keep being a child of Christ. And
Amen. That's good.
Every day so that we can be an example and not just give lip service, as Bishop says.
So I've been now
part of Spirit Alive going on 4 years, and it's been a blessing for me, and it's a huge blessing. And I try not to miss a Sunday if I can help it, and it's just really enriched my life, and I am so thankful to be a part of this ministry and all that it is about. It's definitely about a personal relationship with Christ and how having that relationship with Christ can change your life, as well as prayer changes things. I absolutely believe that. So thank you so much. I love you all, and I hope 2022 is a blessed and prosperous year for us all. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Tina. God bless you, precious one. I just love her. She is just a phenomenal, her love for God is infectious. There have been days that I might have been in pain, hurting, because due to the cold or the weather, and she'll get on the video chat and she's, "Hi, my beautiful sister." And, you know, how can you sit in that and not just feel better? I mean, so I praise God that sometimes she is indeed, she is definitely a minister's minister at times. So I praise God for her. Now, on Sunday, we do have Spirit of Life Praise and Worship Experience. And I praise God because the lady I'm about to introduce now has known me all my life, literally. And she's my queen. I just can't say how blessed I feel to be her daughter first, then and her bishop second. But I'd like to now introduce you and present to others my beautiful mother, Mother Shirley, who is the mother of Spirit Alive, Praise and Worship Experience, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell. Come on in and have a word, Mother.
Yay.
Amen.
God.
Man, Lord.
I just love the Lord. I have for a long, long time. I just turned 77 this past December 11th. And I just so thank God for keeping me, protecting me, being my provider, my all in all. I was talking to a young lady in Alabama today. And we were just talking about, because, you know, one of the things that comes out of my mouth, no matter who I'm talking to, is to talk to them about Jesus. And I just love it. I don't preach, but I love to teach. And above all, I like to be a storyteller. I like to tell the stories of God to young people. And I like for them to dig, and I always leave something for them to dig a little deeper in. Find out about him for yourself. Dig a little deeper. Find out what you need to know about him. And let him just nurture you into that spot where he wants you. I was teaching young people a long time, and then I taught my kids in the home, and we taught and had Bible study and just wanted to know more and more about the Lord. So wasn't nothing new when I got older to know about the Lord, but as I got older, I also got a little bit sicker, and the Lord still blessed me, and he said, you know, you don't got to do all of that. Just do what I ask you to do for me. So
Amen.
What I do on Sunday mornings is I get to be the storyteller. I get to find a meditational reading, and I love to do it with vigor and the way I think the Lord would want his word presented to his people. And I just love to do, excuse me, and I just love to do it. And it's just all about telling people something that maybe somebody else has already written about the Lord, but it can be shared with a lot of other people that maybe that person don't reach. But we can all, you know, we can all reach somebody. And I just love to do it, and I'm so thrilled that my daughter, Bishop Cook, has asked me to be the storyteller on Sunday mornings. I bring a meditational reading. And anybody that's ever heard me bring a meditational reading, they'll say, boy, she was serious about that meditational reading. And I say, yes, I am. I'm reading that back to the Lord. To the Lord is his word, and I'm blessing people with his word. So I thank
Amen.
You, Bishop, for making that available to me. And even though I've given some presentations, and you can go out on the website and look at them, that's not my forte necessarily, but
well,
I do love to tell a good story and read a good
Amen. That's good.
For the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Bishop.
Amen. Hallelujah. That's all right.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Okay. Well, saints of God, we have one more. We do have some of our hosts that cannot be with us tonight, but hallelujah. That has never bothered me because I always say God will have here who he wants here. But
yes.
Now I'm going to introduce you to one who is not only a dear friend, she is an apostle. She, as I said earlier, she is a pastor of All Nations Christian Fellowship in Oakland, California. She is an integral part of the Spirit Alive Network. She brings to us wonderful forums and prayer conferences. And she is faithful. The last Sunday of every month, she comes and she preaches the word of God, and she has her members, some of her workers, in the persons of Evangelist Kathy Horton and Minister Gladys McGee, who are working alongside of her. She is training up in the word and in the service. Praise God. And so right now I'm going to ask her to come forward and tell us a little more about herself and what she sees God doing through her in 2022. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I have heard some beautiful, everybody that spoke had such beautiful things to say, and I was just listening, and it was just so good, special.
Yes.
Each one.
Yes,
yes, I am Apostle Zelda Flowers, also a senior pastor of All Nations Christian Fellowship Ministries. Labeling Together to End Violence, which has to do with domestic violence, and also teen violence and all kinds of to do with that, human trafficking, rape, child abuse, all of those. And I serve as an advocate. I actually founded the Labeling Together to End Violence to make others aware of what's going on. So many people just really, if they're not in some way connected with being a victim, then they oftentimes don't know about it. And so I serve as an advocate and encourage others in that area too. Also do some counseling work as well, education in the way of doing conferences, forums, workshops, and that kind of thing to get it across to the public. And then we work on ways that we can help and do something about it. A little bit about myself personally is I don't talk about myself that often, but I do have some hobbies. I love to cook, read, used to sew, but don't have time. I love traveling, and my love for travel became actually mission involved.
Amen.
Usually when I travel now, it has to do with an assignment, which is all right by me, an assignment from the Lord. I also love to write.
Yes,
I love to write. And one of the things that's really important to me is vision. Because when I say vision, I can't help but think about faith, because faith is so important. So important, because when God gives us visions, as He does, if we didn't have faith,
we wouldn't step out.
We wouldn't step out. We couldn't receive it because we couldn't see that far. But so those are very important to me. Faith, and I walk by it. I'm going to just let it be known, I truly walk by it. There's a lot of things I don't know, and sometimes I don't know where things are coming from. My faith is built up now to the point where I don't even think about it anymore, but I just know
Lord
is going to work it out somehow. And that that's all I need to know, is that He's going to do it.
Yeah.
So my faith over the years has been increased. I do know that if we lack faith, we're going to lack vision. So it's really important to me. Faith is the fruit of the Spirit and a gift of the Spirit, and also a weapon given us to us for war.
Yes.
Which I often use when it comes down to spiritual warfare. The Word of God is very important. I'm not, you know, really placing anything in order because they're all important. But the Word of God I love, and I apply it in my own life, because when I'm teaching it to others, that's the reason, is so that they can receive it and apply it in their own lives.
Yes.
But I also know that those that we teach, those that we preach to, also need to see us walking upright, and they need to see us walking worthy in the vocation that God has called us to. So those are the things that are real important to me. I'm just going to share a few things that I've done in my lifetime, and I praise God for them. Formerly, I was a nurse, and I loved it. My last involvement with that was teaching health education over in San Francisco. And now what I do job-wise is I do child care services in my home, and that's Flowers Blooming Child Care Services.
All right. That's all right.
I do that, and I'm gonna name off some of the areas of ministry that I've been involved in. Some outside of the ministry that God gave me. I have been a formerly chaplain for the Oakland Police Department. Did that for a number of years, and I was able to many times to ride in the cars with the officers.
I did that too.
As a ride along.
The
care
program.
Not just to ride, but when I got to the areas where there were victims involved, I was able to pray for the victims, support the victims, while the police were dealing with the others. That was a blessing in that way. I was able to serve. I served as a hospital chaplain in the past, served as a community chaplain also in my own city, as well as a youth chaplain. And there were some times serving as a youth chaplain that I was able to help some of the young people actually escape going to juvenile.
Yes.
Because I saw them innocent. And so I pleaded for them and some of them weren't even taken to the juvenile department. They were let go back to their families.
Praise
and
God. Social. Amen.
They were innocent. They got talked into selling drugs and other things that they didn't even understand themselves.
Amen.
So it was a blessing in doing that. In the ministry, when I first started in ministry, it actually started with prayer. I started a prayer ministry and actually didn't even realize what I was, I knew what I was doing, but I just didn't call it anything. I just got people together and they came and we prayed together. And eventually the Lord expanded that and we were able to, believe it or not, actually use a savings and loan that actually allowed us to use their community room to go and to have prayer and to have ministry.
Amen.
And it was a blessing. And some of the things that they actually did for us was indeed a blessing as well. But he opened doors before us with the prayer ministry. And one place was, for those that know California, a door was opened for us by an Asian pastor. It just opened his door to us to go there and to be able to hold conferences, to be able to have retreats, to be able to have shut-ins, where we just stayed all night in the sanctuary and prayed all night. And it was just such a blessing, He didn't charge us anything, so we just left, we were able to leave. We left the money in a box. And, the Lord just really, truly blessed us in so many ways in the prayer ministry. And from that, that's why now I'm involved with prayer conferences and things like that, teaching on prayer.
Thank you,
encouraging,
Jesus.
Encouraging people to be intercessors, and just letting people know the importance of prayer, what it does, how it affects us individually, and that it's not all about us, that we learn to pray fervently for other people and then see the blessings of the Lord upon
Amen.
Them, see them healed, see them set free. It's just a blessing. I just, I can't talk about it enough. But I'm
hallelujah.
I'm
thank
that.
You, Jesus.
But,
amen.
But yes, and so we do a home. We have a homeless ministry and food ministry. So we're always giving out food, giving out hot food that we receive, as well as regular produce, food, and so forth like that. So I just thank God for my life and him and how he has used me. I didn't mention my children, but I would like to. I have four children, Andre,
Amen.
Lily, Nazi, and
Azalea.
And each one of these kids
wow.
are adopted, and I wouldn't be, well, I,
thank
you, Jesus. I wouldn't be
Amen.
A mother because I am a mother in Zion. But,
Amen.
The Lord
Amen.
Gave
Glory
me
to
children,
God.
And I mm-hmm. thank God. And I just want to say that I really appreciate being on Spirit Alive, and it has been a blessing to me and a blessing to others that I know, to my own family. Some of my family have come back to the Lord because of it. And I'm
praise
just
God.
Thankful. I appreciate Bishop Shirlene Cook. As she said,
bless
I've
you.
Known her for a number of years, and she's solid. She's solid in what she does and in Christ Jesus. So I appreciate that as well, and I'm going to close with that.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle
Amen.
Zeta. God bless you, mighty
You're
woman
welcome.
Of God. Hallelujah. Once again, I am Bishop Shirlene Cook, and if you haven't figured it out yet, I have a love for servant leaders. I have always had a love for servant leaders. And I have been instructing servant leaders now for many, many years. Because I believe if we as servant leaders don't get it right, how can we expect the people of God to get it right?
Amen.
So, and
Amen.
As you also And if you have not heard or you did not pick up on, we are concerned about the whole man here, just as Jesus is concerned about the whole man. We tackle the hard issues because far too many times people that have been abused, people that have been hurt or exploited or trafficked, they go to church week after week after week, and not one word is ever spoken to minister directly to them. Not one word is spoken about their pain. And that has to stop, because we have all these broken people coming to us seeking the word of God for an answer. And our silence is killing them. We have to step up and speak out in Jesus' holy and righteous name. We are not trying to be politically correct, because we don't look at the world with a world view. We are going to be biblically correct, because we answer to the Most High God. So I want to thank all of you that came out to hear about our programming. I praise God for all of these anointed hosts. And I pray that you will listen throughout the week, because I can assure you, you will be blessed and your lives will be transformed. Most gracious and heavenly Father, I just come thanking you for all that our ears have heard. I thank you for these mighty, faithful, anointed servant leaders as they faithfully work tirelessly for your kingdom and your glory. Lord, I just ask your blessings upon all the listeners here tonight, those that are in the chat room, those that are in the studio, those that are listening via their computers, and those that will listen and rebroadcast all over the world. I pray, Lord, that on tonight we have started a spark, Lord. We have sparked an interest for them to come and hear something that may bless them. Because as our brother pastor said, we know that your word does what it sets out to do. We know that it does not return to you void. And Father, we just pray right now that in 2022 that we all be completely renewed, because there is more to do in you, Father God. There's more lives to save. There's more people to encourage. There's more people to uplift. Hallelujah. There's more people to serve, Father God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we just want, we are just saying unanimously, send us, Lord. We'll go. We'll go.
Yes.
We'll do. We'll be your hands and feet. We'll be your voice. But we're doing that, Father God, not just so we can say that we do it. We do it so that others may do it too. So we love you, Father God. We thank you. We glorify you, God. And we just pray that your Holy Spirit continues to fall fresh upon your people, giving them the courage and the conviction to walk, as Apostle Zeta said, worthy of being a child of God. I pray this and all other things in your mighty Son, Jesus' holy and righteous name. Amen, and to God be the glory. You have been listening to Taking It to the Streets with Bishop Shalene Cook, and I was so blessed to be joined by Minister Tina Brown, Pastor and Bishop Lester Carver, Mother Shirley Smatter Mitchell, Pastor Dorsell, and Pastor Eric Ware. Prophetess Vanessa Carter, and Dr. Susan Street Vivas, as well as Apostle Zeta Flowers. On behalf of all of us, we pray that you continue to listen to the Spirit Alive Ministries Network, that you tell your friends, and that you just give God all the glory. So we pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do, and from our household to your household. It is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network. Beautiful job, everybody. God bless you. I love you. God bless you. Thank you. God bless you.
Love you guys.
Amen.